He knew his daughter was in a coma.
In opening arguments over the weekend, prosecutor Lance Leonard painted a picture of Dale Newman as a man who was more concerned about his personal religious beliefs than the life or death of his 11-year-old daughter.
He explained, if the Lord took Kara's breath away, that was between her and the Lord.
Leonard described in detail the 24 hours prior to Madeline Kara's death as she lay in a coma and the family prayed instead of calling a doctor.
Kara urinated on the couch. The defendant explained how he was the one that found that Kara had wet herself. He explained that he had attempted to prop her up on the couch so that he could pray for her. Kara was completely limp.
But defense attorney Jay Cronenwetter argued that Dale Newman's actions did not meet the legal definition of a crime.
Everyone knows that Kara's passing was a tragedy, but not every tragedy is a crime.
Cronenwetter said the Newmans thought they were helping Kara by praying, and he said they should not be punished for their religious beliefs and a worldview in which prayer can cure the sick.
There are many people who have a drastically different worldview. They have different understandings of what life is. At its fundamental level, at our relationship between ourselves and our Creator.
In May, Dale Newman's wife, Lalani, was convicted of reckless homicide for the death of Kara. She is on the list of potential prosecution witnesses when his trial resumes today. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.